Alright, let's do this one more time. I'm Brooklyn's one and only Spider-Man. My name is Miles Morales. I was bitten by a radioactive spider. I'm pretty sure you know the rest. You're listening to the number one podcast in education across the Spider-Verse, Steambox. Are those my Jordans?
Yo. All right, everybody, this is Steambox. You're back with another Steambox podcast. I'm with my steampunks who are spending all their time this summer in our program. This program is run by Spark. We got Steambox happening in this school, veterans, Central Falls, students, steampunks from Central Falls. Please say what's up to the world.
What's up?
That was really good harmony. That was actually good harmony. I am impressed. I'm impressed. It's a lot better than when we put the drone up and then y'all were like, Steambox versus the world, and everybody was on different paces.
Oh, I think he was the loudest out.
Not bad, not bad. See, you get a lot of credit. Exactly. We have a guest today. So we've had a lot of guests. We talked about artificial intelligence. When those people were here, they creeped me out a little bit. They scared me about AI. This is a topic that's scarier than artificial intelligence.
Dun, dun, dun.
We have with us a genuine princess. We have a princess with us, a social media influencer, cosplayer, and all of the things, and an anime expert. I'm going to call her expert. She's going to be like, really? I know like five animes, but. She goes by Frickle Frackle Marco, Emmy Bot, Princess Diaries. What was the Instagram handle? What was that one?
Princess Diaries?
I just forgot in the moment.
Oh, the storytelling with M.
Storytelling with M. Emmy, yeah. Who I call Emmy Bot, and that's not her real name either. Everything's a stage name with her. We got Emmy in the house. Emmy, hi.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
I'm really surprised because in our time, the world's not hearing it at 2:15 p.m., but in our time, it's 2:15 p.m., and as far as I'm aware, this is really early in the morning for you, so congratulations. Thank you for making it here.
Oh, no. You someone getting on me about the, sleeping in last time.
Bro, last time she was like, when is it? I can't make it for 12 o'clock. That's too early.
I know. I've grown since then. I've grown.
You have?
Yes. Okay. I got up at 8 in the morning this morning.
Boom. Boom.
Got it.
Good job.
I know. Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
I know. I can't believe noon was early.
Noon, it sounds like the life of a princess. Does that sound like the life of a princess?
Sleeping, I guess.
Beauty in the house. That's me.
I know you have questions for Sleeping Beauty. I've got a question for you guys. I told you guys I was going to bring in a cosplayer. I told you guys I was going to bring in a princess. What were you expecting? What were you thinking?
Princess Elena.
You were expecting... Who's Princess Elena?
I don't know.
But she's in the Babador.
Exactly.
I saw her.
What does this mean?
She's a Latina princessa.
A Latina princesa.
Yep.
De donde? Is she from an anime, a cartoon?
No.
Is she a real princess?
No. You can all, like, it's kind of like a cartoon.
Okay. Does this cartoon have a name?
Elena.
Oh, Elena. It's called Elena.
It still always was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what you were expecting. What were you expecting? Do you have any ideas on what to expect?
I'd be kid.
Like a Moana?
Person.
Moana.
Was it more expected? Were you more excited to talk to a princess cosplayer, or were you more excited to talk to the insurance company?
What?
What
insurance company?
Insurance? Were you not here for the insurance company? That's when we did the egg drop.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be talking to yourself because it's your insurance company?
It's not. I actually don't buy insurance from High Road. And after that podcast, and I don't want to take away from your time, but let me tell you what happened on that podcast. They were talking about, we talked a little bit about artificial intelligence, and they were talking about how they use it. And there was just a robbery in Providence where they robbed the bank, and the feds found where the car was the whole time. Local couldn't, but they talked about how they use your privacy. They use your cell phone, and they can tell how you're driving. And they said it like it was a good thing, because since they have access to your data, they can tell if you're a good driver.
Mm-hmm.
But it also tells me that I was like, hold on, but can you tell like if I'm texting and driving? They were like, yes, we can tell that too. I was like, can you tell if I'm not driving and I'm in the back seat and I'm texting? And they were like, yes, we can tell that too. Which scares the hell out of me. They said that it's like a fingerprint. They said that the way people drive, they can identify. But it also made me think, because we hear all the time about people stealing other people's data.
Mm-hmm.
It made me think that if somebody steals that data, They know everything about me. You've had creepers before, right?
They did not want to know about me.
Have you had... I hate this. Remember we were talking about marginalized people earlier? We were saying certain men are like the whole page, but like Latinos are in the margins. Gay people are marginalized. Yeah. Women are pushed towards the margin. Yeah. Something that we have to worry about a lot less on this half of the table is that women are way more likely to have creepers. You're going to have creepers in your life who are very real threats. Have you ever had to experience that?
Yes, I have. More than enough times, I would like to admit. But it's something, of course, that society as a whole has a problem with. And of course, when it comes to, you know, being a woman, especially a woman of color, it's really hard to kind of set your boundaries because society doesn't back you up. Doing that, I have to create my own boundaries. And like, I'm like a hard Latina. Like, if you say something in my face, I'm going to say it back. So like, I always have to defend myself. Not that I shouldn't, and I obviously should, but it's the fact that, again, I have to fend for myself 10 times more because society as a whole doesn't either believe women of color or doesn't back us up. Or we, again, we had to fend for ourselves. But for apprenticing wise.
Hold on. I just want to, you said something that I thought was important, and we definitely want to talk about all the princess stuff, but you just said that as a woman, and especially as a Latina, society believes us less.
Yes.
Is that sad? It's true though, right? Like that's the experience that it makes me, I'm in a room full. If you are listening from across the world, we have listeners in Germany and Spain and all kinds of places, which blow my mind all the time. But like people don't understand some of this. This is a room full of Latinos who are telling you that the experience in the United States where it's not all people are the same race. Like when you go to Japan, when you go to Germany, where most of the people all look the same, like we look very different. And you're saying that people who look like you are sometimes treated differently.
Yes.
I think that's just an important thing that I wanted to make sure the world understood.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. That's right.
So now imagine if somebody steals the data from that company and now somebody can track where you are, mm-hmm. right? At like all times, just like people track Elon Musk's plane and all that stuff. Like that's horrifying. It's scary to me. I get scared when I think about what AI can do. Have you had any of that experience? Because I know that you do all the media stuff. Have you been playing with AI? Have you been using it to turn yourself into a cartoon and all this stuff?
No, I don't touch anything AI related just because the internet tells me not to, just because of like the cellular data. And it's not so much of like cellular data, any of that. That does not scare me. It's more of like the sense of like, I don't want to sell my likeness to a company that uses a lot of technology to do that. So when it comes to AI and the whole concept of like driving and stuff, when I drive, it says, there's a button that says, I'm not driving. And that to me, and they say that they can differentiate like the difference between you driving and then not driving. I don't know if I believe that, if I'm being honest, because when I'm in the passenger side, it tells me like you can't use certain things because it thinks that I'm driving. But yeah, AI, not to say like I don't support it. It's more of like I don't have an opinion about it yet because I don't know much about it. I should have gone with you guys for the insurance thing.
Man, we've been learning a lot. What was the music that we heard? Do you remember that song that we played? The AI song?
Oh, an AI song.
You're making a smirk. Isabella's smirking at me because Isabella, the day that she wasn't here this summer, was the day that for her as a sound engineer, I'm like, we're going to learn how to produce music today.
Mira, no podía venir.
Wow.
No entiende.
Do you remember the song that we heard?
It's like a Drake song.
We heard a Drake song, but was it a Drake song?
No.
AI.
AI version.
No,
all AI.
And it was better.
Exactly.
I knew it wasn't Drake because I actually liked the song. So that's how I knew.
And The Weeknd, I think.
And The Weeknd. So like, you guys don't think with like the AI technology manipulating someone's real voice, it can force them to say like controversial things.
Yes.
Racist things, homophobic things, you know what I'm saying? So like with AI and all that stuff, you don't want to necessarily support it when it has the power to manipulate not only people, but society as a whole. Especially if you guys are hearing Drake and The Weeknd, like they could have said anything bad. And we were to believe that that's true, but it's not. But again, people can't tell between AI and the real thing because AI's entire concept is to replicate the real thing, which is like scary to believe.
Do you think during the next presidential cycle, we're going to see President Biden on his commercial walking up to the podium and then being like, this all, he's going to be like, I hate Puerto Ricans. And then he just turns around and walks away.
And you know what? You know, like there's a whole thing where like news media outlets, like how many guys, you know, you guys look at a newspaper and you only see the headline, you don't really read the details. So like something like that, people would only see like, you know, Joe Biden hates Puerto Ricans, he hates Latinos. And that's all people are going to see. And that really dive into like the details, and that can honestly shift society as a whole.
man.
Because they don't dig and do their own research.
On Wednesday, we're making robots. I want to point out that I know that people in my family and my girlfriend, they think I'm obsessed with AI. And immediately this podcast goes right to AI. So yes, maybe I'm a little obsessed with AI and think that it's our doom. But also, it's very important to me that as we're doing building robots this summer together, it's very important to me that we are learning how to use programs, software, hardware responsibly. And that's why we're having a lot of these conversations. But I definitely want to shift back to the princess stuff. Go ahead. Before we shift back, go ahead.
One thing is bad data makes bad results.
Bad data makes bad results, whether it's AI or just regular science, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We do want to keep an eye on AI and technology just to kind of, before we go off different topic.
Yeah.
It can help people, especially people who have disabilities, people who have difficulty just navigating life as a whole. Technology is the way for that. Especially AI can be used for people who have trouble speaking or have lost their voice in an accident or from like smoking, you know, like AI can use and give them a voice. So sometimes they have this benefit, so most of the time it's
helped
negative.
Me a lot. It's actually helped me a lot. I do think that it's a weapon that can be used for good or bad.
Yeah.
It's helped me for work. It's helped me get money for you guys. I said, hey, write this grant for me, and it did. And I actually got a good amount of money to do programs like this because of the AI. But I also think that anybody in their, let's say somebody meets you at a con, right? Because you're at Anime Boston and you're dressed up like, somebody from Encanto.
Dolores.
You're dressed up as somebody from Encanto, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Maribel.
Mirabel and Dolores.
Okay. So let's say you are dressed up as one of them, and then somebody falls in love with you.
Oh, whoa.
Somebody, has that happened?
Yes, it has.
So, whether you're a princess or not, right? You're Puerto Rican, so you automatically have this Kavorka, right? So, somebody's going to fall in love with you, and then now they can have these tools. There's no the government can't make rules about how to use AI. They could tell companies that you have to do things, but like we can all go and use AI on our laptops, every one of you, on your phones, every one of you. So this dude can use it to like then be like, I want to know where she is at all times so that I can make sure that I'm at the same Dunkin' Donuts or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like those are the kind of things that can happen now. And I'm already thinking about like what can happen in the future when a-hole countries, maybe ours, don't hate me, United States, when a certain country wants to use it to like,
be bad. There's like a quote I have it on my phone. It says, science is never evil except and wrongly used by men.
Why men?
Yo,
disrespect.
Why men?
Because it's mostly you.
Let me address your question, and then I'm going to let you address the question. For me to address your question, I want to say that men is usually used short form for humans. So people usually, when people say, oh, man does this, this is something that how men do it. So when you say why men, I think in the quote, maybe it was meant to mean like people. But also, what you said is kind of true. Men are the most a-holes, right? Like,
bro,
is this
what men yourself?
How imperative is it being men?
They're men exactly. Themselves,
so they would use it wrong. It's, yeah. So like, you know, for example, because the whole Oppenheimer, that movie, like the guy who created the nuclear bomb, like he had a lot of power. It was created by men. Presidents are men. Like, so a lot of men in power. They have a lot of control and they tend to use their power for evil. So like that's another part of the quote. And obviously seeing it from a female's point of view, a girl's point of view, where men literally control the entire world. So when something bad happens to the planet, it's usually created by man. So like that's another argument to the quote.
Do you remember that men, particularly like men who, like white men in the United States, they tend to like, they have the majority. Remember we were doing Green Team Wins? Like, green team has the majority. You have all the power. You get most points when you're on the green team. Well, the green team in the USA is white men. Not in every country. Not every country has a higher population of white men. But in our country, it just happens to be that way. So when you say, you know, why, it's just kind of because they're the ones that are least in the margins is something that I would refer to. I'm going to ask you a question about princessing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start and then go around in a circle with whoever has the first question. You? Cool. Then I'm going to go that way. What makes me really proud to know you is a couple of things. This is at least your third or fourth time visiting Steambox and working with young people and sharing your information with young people, mentoring young people to some degree. I obviously appreciate that. I'm always looking for representation. Everybody in this room identifies as Latino, and we've got you coming in the room. I think that's also important to see yourself. I don't think it's the only thing that's important, because if you don't see yourself in a position, that doesn't mean you can't have it. Go and take it. But I do think representation is important. So for those reasons and so many more, I think you're a badass. And while, yes, I do like cosplay, right? Like cosplay, I think is super cute. That's how I look at it, right? Not sexy kind of thing. To me, it's like when I see cosplay, when I see people dressed up as Miles Morales, when I see people dressed up as Spider-Gwen, I think all that stuff is super cute. Yes, I love cosplay because I love the whole comic book world. But with you, it's the audacity sometimes to gender bend costumes. What does that mean, gender bend?
Be a boy, but she's actually a girl.
Yeah, we flipped the character.
Yeah, and you've done this before?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the world, sometimes the world is going to push back on that and be uncomfortable with that. I love that you're like, I don't care about you, world. I'm doing this, and this is what's dope for me. Is this mostly for you? Is this something that makes you happy? Is this, like, what's your why?
Like, gender bending?
Nope, just in general. When you do gender bend and you push the boundaries, also just cosplay in general, like, the things that you do, what motivates you? Why did you do it? Why did you choose to be Frickle Frackle Markham?
Oh, man. That name is so funny.
Is that your dead name now, Frickle Frackle Markham?
I mean, it's not dead. I changed it because I became more of a storyteller than anything. You know, like, I talk about princesses and my stories and cosplay and things like that. But the reason why I only started flipping the gender is because, you know, let's say Attack of Titan, right? All of the characters in Attack of Titan are mostly guys. And all my friends took all the girl roles. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just cosplay Marco as the only character to play. I didn't think of, like, the gender at that point. I just figured, like, oh, okay, I guess. And I just did Marco. And then my friends did the same thing. So it was never really about the gender. It's more of like, well, I got the last pick, so let me do that. And then I just kind of picked it up ever since then about gender bending. And then I just kind of do it. And when people push back on me, I'm like, I'm in bad. Like, I'm not bothering you. Like, leave me alone. Like, I'm just literally sitting here doing nothing besides cosplaying and going to conventions or taking photos or videos and things like that. But yeah, that's how it all started.
When you say I'm not doing anything but, like, I feel like you are, though, right? Like, there's some things that people leave off camera a lot of the times, right? Like the wigs, right? Like, some people who are going to cosplay, like, want you to believe that, because that's, we're creating this appearance. So we want you to believe that this is my appearance. But you'll have, like, a wig on. You had this video, I think it was one of your cooler videos that I had seen, right? And I know I don't see your everything, but one of your cooler videos that sticks out to me, you had, like, taken off the wig and, like, swung it around or something. Yeah, from Moana. I thought that was really cool because you're showing behind the scenes. You're showing, like, you without it. You know what I mean? Like, it just felt bold.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, do you feel like, are you a bold person?
I'm really bold. Like, a little bit too bold, where I'm like, all right, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But, you know, I always fight against injustices. If I see something wrong, if I see homophobia, if I see racism, I'm the first person to speak up, because I've always been on the front lines, especially during Black Lives Matter. I was the first person on the streets. So it's not about being afraid about being bold. I feel like that's just so ingrained in me that I'm not afraid to speak up. So I'm very fast with it. In the video that you saw, I was Moana, and I was, it was like guys hitting on me as Moana. Imagine Moana's supposed to be like 15. So it's gross. And I took off my wig and I hit the guy with it, like in the video, and then put the wig back on and kept moving. So like that was one of my first viral videos for Moana. But that's a common occurrence that I explained behind the scenes. I guess it's funny, but in reality, it's a harsh, you know, it's a real world for me. Like, that does happen a lot, especially with Princess Jasmine.
Don't even start.
some of us who like those Disney movies, like, we all have our favorites. We all think certain people are sexy. Nala, for me. Damn.
Not a whole lion, bro. No.
What do you think? I want a half a lion?
Just a lion in the Lion King.
You think I want half a lion? What's up? I want the whole lion. I actually have a follow-up question for two things that you just said, but I want to hear your question. What's your question?
What inspired you to cosplay?
What inspired me to cosplay? Seeing people online going to Anime Boston, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then I looked deeper into it. I found that Anime Boston has their own website. They have forums, so I was talking to people. I don't know if forums are still a thing for you guys.
Do you know what forums are? Basically, it's kind of like an older version of the comment section.
Yeah. So, like, it was all really such. The comment section. I don't know. It's just, like, whatever. So, that's how I found out. And, like, that's what inspired me, because I liked Attack on Titan back in the day. I didn't know anyone around here who liked that stuff. So, finding people in Boston who liked that inspired me to start cosplaying and stuff. And maybe people at New York Comic Con was pretty cool too, other cool cosplays and stuff.
Shout out to Rodney, who I think connected us.
He did. He's what's up. I love him.
Every time I go to Penny Arcade Expo, and I'm taking students, you guys in a few years, I'm going to be taking you guys to Penny Arcade Expo and Anime Boston and stuff like that. Rodney is there. He is the main photographer for all of the cosplayers at these events. And Rodney was like, you know who you should know? And that's who connected us. So shout out to Rodney. That was a really good question. Thank you. What's your question for Frickle Frackle Marco is her favorite name ever.
He's scary.
What's your favorite person to cosplay?
My favorite person to cosplay, I don't know because it changes all the time. I loved Moana for years. Same thing with Jasmine. But right now, I think it's Mighty Vein. And this is something so random, but I need to tell you guys this because it's funny. I did a library event at Mirabelle, right? And I was walking out of the event with my assistant, and some guy, mind you, he was Puerto Rican, and he had my same skin color, and it turns back to it. And he goes, oh, like, what are you just up as? And I go, oh, like, hola, like, I'm Mirabel from Encanto, you know, da da da. And he was looking at my outfit. And he goes, oh, like, so, you know, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, like, because I was still in the character. I was like, oh, like, I'm from Colombia. And he was like, oh, my God, you are, like, the darkest Colombian I've ever seen. And I was like, first of all, yeah, damn. And first of all, I'm like, wow. Second of all, you should see my sister Isabella. She's much darker than I am. If I have the darkest Colombian I've ever seen, I can already imagine what you've been exposed to. And I asked him, like, where are you from? He goes, oh, I'm from Puerto Rico. Like, I'm Boricua from the Bronx. And, like, you've never seen a person darker than me from Colombia. So, like, you know, so with that in mind, so Mirabel, I get to teach people of, like, Latinos all come in different shades. So, like, again, last year I did a whole segment for libraries in Massachusetts explaining what Latino Hispanic Heritage Month was. So right now it's definitely Mirabel because I can educate people that, you know, Latinos all look differently. And I'm going to tell you this right now because I'm going to see, I look at your faces. Latinos, you guys are all indigenous in this room.
I'm afraid
they want to be all indigenous. You're Native American. Do not freaking forget that.
Okay, so for our audience, thank you for tuning in and listening to Steambox. Talk with Princess, Emmy Bot, Storytelling with M, at Storytelling with M. Check them out. But also, in a couple of weeks, we're having a community conversation with some indigenous folks here because I had a student who said, who asked if we think that people should be allowed to speak Spanish in the U.S. This was a Black student, and he was asking that question. And I was like, I have so much to say to that, but my problem is, not only is that our first language, is anybody here Spanish your first language? So for most of the people in this room, Spanish is your first language. But Spanish is not really my people's language. It's our first language, but I couldn't even answer then when I was trying to talk to this kid. I couldn't even answer, damn, what language did the Taino speak? And I had to look it up. I had to Google it. So I'm bringing indigenous folks onto this podcast so we can have that conversation so that you can know how much you own the country that you're in. So the next time, and you guys are babies, you haven't heard this yet, and hopefully one day you won't. But you know how many times I've heard white people say, y'all should go back to where you came from? Monkey Fighter, where I came from is here. This is where I came from. This is like you came from just south of here. Here. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I can't wait to have that conversation. We were having a conversation before you walked in the room about marginalized people and Latinos specifically. We were also talking about gay people. And one of the things that came up, and I brought it up, but most of us can relate. We have that like one person in our family who is either like bigoted towards gay people or racist,
yes.
Doesn't want us to bring home a Black girl or something else. And I had a really great, I thought this was a really great conversation that we had. It wasn't too painful. It wasn't too long. It was short. It was sweet. We talked about it. We moved on.
Mm-hmm.
But can you give, for not only the students in this room who are a lot younger than us and are going to have to deal with this, bringing home a partner who's darker than them or whatever, and also to the world, and who some of the world who listens to our podcast lives in communities that are all white or all Black or something like that. What do we do if our aunt hates gay people? What do we do if we're brought down? Like, we are starting to feel depressed. I don't like it because my cousin's Puerto Rican and he's gay and he only follows politics that hate gay Puerto Ricans. They hate like gay people. They hate Latinos. Have you encountered this? And what advice do you have for our young people?
Mm-hmm. It all starts with obviously the root of the problem. Like, your problems start at home, and that's where you should, you know, start in fixing them. So especially for the Latino community, there's a lot of anti-blackness because they want to be so far removed from being called black. Specifically Dominicans, they have a problem with the anti-blackness being black themselves, which obviously I can't speak of because I'm not Dominican. However, you know, if your family's being homophobic or like anti-black, always speak out against it. Even if you think you're feeling alone or that you don't have enough power, you do. Because the more you speak up, the more your family member will like back down. Because at this time, when you guys grow up, hopefully the world will be a lot better. It's not going to be perfect, but it'll be a lot better. And change starts with you. Because if I stood quiet for all the, you know, homophobic or transphobic comments or like the anti-blackness, I wouldn't be where I am now and created the change that I've done if I have decided to keep my mouth shut, right? And of course, speaking out against bullying or just hate crimes, it's really, really hard. But once you get started and you start seeing the impact that you're making by speaking up, it changes everything for you 100%. And it obviously starts at home because let's be honest, we all have a family member that is anti-black or homophobic or transphobic, whatever. But the more you speak out against them, the better it is for the people that need your voice. Because some people are silent and they can't speak up. And sometimes they need our voice to help them, or we can help amplify their voices so that they can have, you know, just live and exist. It's not fair to them that they shouldn't exist because someone says they shouldn't. Everyone here is equal and should be treated as an equal.
Even if you have a family member who you can't confront, just that uncle that's just no matter what you say, they're not going to take it. You don't have to fix them. It's not your responsibility to fix them. But I think what we're asking you to do is to not let them break you.
Yes.
Because so many times people are like, they just hear it enough times that they start to think the same thing. They start to think that, oh, but, you know, I guess there's only two genders because my uncle says there's only two genders. Or yeah. I guess I can't bring home a black boyfriend because they said so. So thank you for that. What's your question?
What's the coolest cosplay? Yes, cosplay.
The coolest one? Oh, no. That's a really broad question.
Favorite and cool are different.
Oh my goodness, what do you mean? The coolest cosplay, pick a gender, because I've done both.
Girl.
A girl, okay.
I remember how excited you were about the mermaid.
Yeah, the mermaid, that's right. You know, I think it would be Kira from Atlantis, because I made her giant mask and it lit up and everything like that. It's like an old movie, Disney movie.
You are a steam queen. I know you're a cosplay princess, but you're a steam queen to be able to do this stuff. And this is what I was saying when you were talking about the mermaid stuff, because it blows my mind. The work that she does with robotics, you were talking about robotics at a very young age. We're going to make a robot here Wednesday, and it looks like you've already done robots that can spin around, those kind of things. So those things are dope, but steam stuff can go to, if you want to express yourself as a nerd and do cosplay, or if you want to go and work for a main company and like have a big robot arm that's going to help make cars, which is super dope. Thank you for your question. When was the last time that art, because we love art, when was the last time that art made you cry? For me, it's probably Spider-Verse, just because it's the most beautiful thing in my life. As a Puerto Rican Spider-Man lifelong fan, when was the last time that art made you cry?
Oh my goodness, I don't even know. When was the last time art made me cry? I don't
know. You don't cry at art? None of the Pixar movies?
Oh my goodness, the movie Up, which I think we talked about this last time. Everyone dogged on me about it. I was like, I love Up. Up is a really good movie.
Wait, what kind of monster doesn't cry during Up?
I don't know, man.
Earlier I watched Up. What do you mean? How do I during
Up? Hold on. Can I have a timeout? Can I have a timeout? What's more upsetting to you, is it more upsetting that he doesn't cry at Up, or is it more upsetting that she's never even watched Up?
That she hasn't watched it.
Yeah, everybody agrees. That's actually pretty upsetting that you haven't watched a movie that... Did anybody else here cry at Up? Is it really just us? Yeah, right?
Yeah,
right? Thank you. It was pretty sad.
It was only Donnie was star. It would be what that? Titanic.
Okay. He cried during Titanic.
Yeah, it's when he even got his role.
Shaq.
John died.
Yeah. Ah, yes. A classy?
Yeah,
classy.
So... Yeah, it is. I agree. He understands the classic storytelling.
Why? There was sex in Titanic. Why?
What? In Titanic, it was in Titanic. It was sad because of the sad music.
You watched Titanic too?
No one.
You can always skip the parts.
One at a time. One at a time.
Mission. With my without my mom's.
But that aren't
you watching Kill Your Mom?
I watched it with her.
Oh, you're bad. Without
permission.
Is it good?
Once she hears this podcast, just screw you.
I'm not doing no.
That the whole not. Everybody will hear this podcast.
My nephew's 7 years old and he has a Titanic obsession. We have not we haven't let him see the movie, but we went to Florida a couple weeks ago and they had a Titanic exhibit. Which was dope. It was more of like a memorial thing. And I touched the iceberg, and you cannot even imagine how cold that is. Like, it was so freezing. I only lasted within seconds. Yeah. And those people perished due to hypothermia. But the whole music thing playing, you said, that was a real thing that happened. So there was a lot of people talking about it, that's what they heard.
The Titanic was real, bro.
Not just the music. You'll see that the music made him upset. You know, yeah. It made him cry. But that's a natural thing that happened. The people at the museum were saying that's the last thing a lot of people heard when the ship was going down was that music.
And also, the idea of we know we're going to die, but we're still going to play music.
Exactly, yeah. Yep, it was the last thing people heard, and they tried to calm people down. Obviously, it didn't work, but that's one of the last things people heard.
Was it the music itself, or was it the fact that they knew they were going to die and they still played it, or was it just a really sad scene otherwise?
Really sad scene.
It was, and I agree.
It's sad. It's up to, like, if your parents are, as long as your parents talk to you about that stuff. I know I watched monster movies and really violent movies with my son.
Chucky.
Very, very early. Very, very early. But that's why he's not scared of that stuff, because, you know, we talk about it and we have conversations about that stuff all the time. And he knows how movies work, which is really fun. It's also why I'm the best dad in the world. So just tell your families I said that, homie.
Best dad.
You are no longer the best dad of the world. Worst dad.
One
kind
of hold up, because I watch horror movies with my son.
No, because you said that about my family.
What did I say about his
family? Damn. What did you say? World. My dad's the best dad.
Wait.
Every dad is the best dad.
No, but that's the yes. You know what?
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
We treated our audience to just enough BS. What is your question for everyone knows I'm the best dad in the world? What's your question for storytelling with him?
What is your favorite video game?
Are you a gamer?
Not really. I like The Sims.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I love it. I love The Sims. It's like playing a little Barbie doll.
It's kind of Minecraft before Mike.
Which Bob, you like them all?
I like The Sims games. I like them all. Like, I've been playing them since they first debuted.
Okay.
The first Sims.
Have you ever killed The Sim on purpose?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
I would
have made that way to jail like yes, this up can. Again.
What kind of psychos are you?
It's satisfying.
It's actually really fun.
Yeah.
It's satisfying. And you just lock them in a cage and don't feed them. They freak out. No, after a few days that you come back, you come to your game, they're just lying there dead.
It satisfies.
Or if you mate them.
Yeah, it satisfies our curiosity.
I have a follow-up. I want to find out how psycho you are. Did you make any of the Sims resemble somebody that maybe you know in real life and then kill them?
Yes.
Yes. I am very proud about that fact.
Yes.
Did you say you're very proud of this?
Yeah, I'm also very proud.
I am proud of it.
I get to kill them without realizing
it's a Sims. They.
Okay. The Sims is like if you put Minecraft in a neighborhood and you can make all the things, you can make a house and a couch and you can have people go and do that stuff. What's your favorite game?
That. Cuphead.
You like Cuphead?
The Cuphead rap slaps.
Yes.
The Cuphead rap slaps from, what's his name?
I like the original Cuphead.
Do you like nerdcore? Nerdcore music? Because that would count as nerdcore.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I don't even know. I like what's a thing.
I like his music.
Nerdcore is a thing that you should know. I don't know if I must not have told you. You're part of a secret Avengers group that Steambox really has. I'm being dead ass here. The people that we bring into the podcast, we have mentors from different parts of the industry. But since Steambox is a very nerdy organization, it's stuff like cosplayers and rappers and other things. So there's somebody from a movie from New York that was number two. I think it was close to number one, called The Last Dragon. Bruce Leroy is a friend of Steambox, even though I'm always ragging on him for being our most boring guest. We've got somebody from the Young Rock. We've got, but two of our people that regularly joins, Vita Ayala from Marvel Comics. But two of the people who regularly join Steambox is Mega Ran and Samus, and they're both rappers. Samus is dope. You would like Samus. I'll play her for you after. And Daddy Facksnaps did the Cuphead rap. He's not a friend of Steambox, but these are some of the Steambox friends. But secretly, I have you guys in one society of people that I call upon to save the day.
Really? All right. Yeah,
you're an adventurer.
Superhero.
I know it. What are you bursting at the seams about?
These
these wonderful people.
What's the name? What name?
I forgot it already.
These are such wonderful people.
Okay.
They are.
What is your question for storytelling with them?
Have you ever cosplay as a video game character?
Yes, I did. Not anymore. Overwatch. Or was meaning? Is it Tracy?
Tracer.
Overwatch. Tracer. Thank you, Tracer. That's embarrassing. The fact that I cosplay, couldn't remember her name.
Was Tracer the one, the medic?
No, that's Nasty.
You play Overwatch?
In the past, I did, yeah.
Okay.
I hate Overwatch, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not a fan of it anyways after.
But I was bombed with Overwatch. I used the gerbil guy that was in a little doll, and I would just wrecking ball everybody. And then I would sing, what was that song from there, wrecking ball song?
Miley Cyrus?
I would sing, yeah, if it was Miley Cyrus.
I'm coming like a man.
Yep. I would sing that as I was knocking people on their hat. That was it's my big jam. You have a video game? Like, what's your jam?
My favorite video game has to be
And you did say you murder people in Sims. Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Where you're supposed to murder people.
Yeah. They upgraded from the Sims. Now they have guns.
Well, you have a gun. Is you like to murder people.
To be honest, technically.
If you are listening to this podcast, don't put Steambox on the watch list. Put him on the
list. Yeah, I just said no one else.
What is your question for storytelling with them?
How long does it usually make to make a cosplay outfit?
It looks like you just zip up the jacket.
I didn't pull it today, right? Yeah, no, it really depends. I used to make my own stuff, and now I just kind of upgraded to just paying people to do it. I don't know, like, I made Lance from Voltron. I made like that whole armor paladin suit. It took me like
one
week. Yeah, it was very painful to walk in, but I did it. Kira took me about like a month to do it because of the mask and how big it was and the challenges with the weather. All my princess costumes, I have them outsourced. Either they're made in Vietnam, India, and just different countries. Yeah, Vietnam, I know, right? Yup. So they come all over the place, but it really depends on the outfit of who it is, typically. We have the giggles in here, too.
Somebody needs to take the short person to the ambulance.
I bring in the cop person.
I bring in one princess, and everybody starts giggling. I bring in an insurance company. Nobody's giggling with the insurance company.
The one name that she's.
Wow, y'all dying for no.
What was the name? Tell the name.
I forgot. How are you gonna laugh at a name you forget? No,
Mega Ran.
No.
Daddy Fat Snaps. Daddy Fat Snaps is funny.
Yeah.
He did the Cuphead rap. There's a rap for Cuphead.
Did I hear it?
Thank you for your question. Who here, if they had all of the tools, who here would like, if Emmy was their cousin? Let's say Emmy's your cousin, right?
Emmy.
You're right. Because our audience at home, they don't know her like Emmy. They should follow her at Storytelling with Em. Thank you very much. So let's say Emmy's your cousin. Emmy's your cousin. And Emmy would be happy to show you. Who here would be interested in, who here would be like, you know what? I think I want to cosplay as this.
I have to cosplay.
Okay. Hold on. Is it everybody? I'm going to go in order. What would it be? What would you be like? Emmy, please help me make this costume. Which costume would it be? You are such an anime character yourself. Already.
Yeah. Gojo.
Really good at
we have work. Gojo. We have Gojo right here.
All right. What would it be?
Naruto.
So you would do the headband, all that stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that.
I mean, that's Naruto's
thing. So you'd be Leaf Clan, but you wouldn't wear a baseball cap. Correct. Okay. I think I cosplayed somebody from Naruto before.
So I did.
No.
Where's he?
Oh, he has a weird.
This name. Is not Uchiha.
He's got a weird name.
No, Uchiha has different.
He wears the mask.
Obi-Wan.
No.
Water. Kakashi. Book in his hands.
We'll come back to this. We'll figure this out.
I mean to do that.
All right. What are you cosplaying as?
Itachi.
I would cosplay as a Miles
Morales. Bro, Miles Morales.
I know that.
I cosplayed as Miles Morales too, right? Oh, nice. When I say I cosplayed, I mean I got a bootleg Halloween costume. I don't mean cosplay. I am not.
Cosplay, no matter how much money you're spending on it.
I am not a Disney princess. I just want to clarify. Nor am I a social media influencer. We have a hot podcast that equates to nothing otherwise.
It's the main character from the Netherlands, like the Promised Netherlands. It's an anime.
No, oh my God,
anime.
I forgot her name. It starts with an E.
JJ, you talking about an anime that ain't nobody ever heard of?
No, I have.
I've heard it.
Okay, all right. We're gonna circle back. So what would you
be? Something like that.
Either Jasmine or Rosalina.
Jasmine from Aladdin.
Yeah, or Rosalina.
Rosalina from. Mario. Did you say Mario?
Mario Kart.
Wait, there's a Rosalina in Mario?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
I got to leave.
The most baby-faced person in the room is saying, you're screwed.
Is it Crystal with the orange hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. This anime.
Okay.
Wait, how old are you to be watching this anime?
11.
Oh my goodness. It's about like cannibalism and stuff.
That's nothing what I watch.
So is Attack on Titan.
Emma.
Okay.
That's nothing what I watch. You don't want to know.
Emma, Ray, or Norman.
Okay, why do you have to say this? Oh, it's a kid's podcast.
I mean, and it raises the children in the orphanage to be perfect and healthy, to be fed.
To be eaten for the rich people.
Wait, is this
what? The rich people?
Yeah, they're the rich people.
The monsters.
Did you say Neverland or Netherlands?
The Promised Netherlands. Netherlands, whatever.
Oh, no, I know that.
Wow.
Even I understood what she was saying.
I heard Netherlands, like the country.
Oh, I mean, I've
heard. Wow.
Me too.
What would yours be?
Jasmine and Rosalina.
I didn't know that there was a Latina in Mario. I didn't since then.
She's a Latina.
No.
Okay.
She's a white.
What do you got?
I don't know.
Bro, Mario. Naruto.
Dachi?
Yeah, that one, the blonde one.
So,
okay.
Dachi, you're.
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry that I'm a grown up and play Xbox instead of Nintendo.
Let me try to play Nintendo.
Nintendo is better.
Orphans.
Okay. Real quickly, if you guys had an anime that you think the whole world should watch, you just said yours was. Yes, and what would anime be that the whole world should watch?
I don't know. Say.
I like to say.
You're out of time.
Attack on Titan.
Go.
Does this include kids? Am I talking to kids here?
You're talking to the whole world. So okay. We probably have a whole bunch of creepy adults.
Oh, get out!
They're gonna use AI to like track you down.
Oh.
Get out of here,
please. The anime that I watched, that three kids, they accidentally fell in love with their teacher.
What?
See, no.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. I remember.
What's it called?
I'm already not.
I know the anime.
Let me see.
Wait.
I know the anime there.
What's it called?
Yo, I feel like.
Is it wrong?
Especially when I watch Japanese anime, I feel like I know what's on the minds of the artist.
I know the anime now. Can I see?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it wrong trying to pick up girls in a dungeon?
No, it's not.
Oh, I thought that's your cosplay thing, but
no,
that's the anime that you would.
Okay. Let me see good news. Wait, but what about you? Did you decide to cosplay yet? What is it?
I mean, I don't know if it's going to be able to do White Claw, but Bumblebee from Transformers.
Bro.
Awesome. That's dope. I've seen a bunch of
Transformers. Hang on. You guys got to speak one at a time, please, because that's how the podcast works. Our audience can't hear jumble words. I wanted to ask Em, who would be a cosplayer who we haven't interviewed yet that we should interview? And you know what comes to my mind is it Hummin? I forget the dude's name, but he always has the giant. He did Hulk. He was at Anime Boston last time as Bumblebee. Have you seen this guy yet? He always has the giant costume.
I've seen the Bumblebee before in the past. But I didn't know his name.
That's not his real name. I think his channel name is something like that. I've got a student who knows him, a former student. But who should we talk to that we haven't talked to yet?
Oh man, I put me on the spot like this. Oh, the thing about
yeah, send somebody to the wolves.
YouTuber.
Our students are gonna tear somebody.
YouTuber?
Yeah.
You guys still watch YouTube? That's still a thing?
Nope.
No.
You guys missed it when our program was starting. We were just finishing a program with somebody who I did not know was a famous YouTuber.
Is that right?
Facebook?
I didn't know this dude was a famous YouTuber. And we did a program with him, and he was dope. His name is It's a Vibe or Sound, but he's from Club Ambition. And I didn't know this, but as I'm walking up the street with this dude, and we liked each other's work. As I'm walking up the street with this dude, everybody's stopping the car like, yo, what's up, Club Ambition? I'm like, for real? For real? This dude had like all the followers. He hit us up on a thing and he put us in one of his social media posts.
Yeah.
And I had my things on because I was waiting to hear from my son, my notifications. And my phone was going boop, 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 boop. Spidey says tingling over and over and over again. This dude gets crazy likes. Who do you got? Who's coming into the hot seat next?
I don't know. I'm like literally looking online right now. I don't know. I don't really know.
I have another one.
I have a YouTuber.
I'm not.
Cause
I'm not messing with Jake Paul.
Wait, no. What about YouTuber?
KSI.
The KSI isn't a cosplayer.
Yeah.
Their name is.
We have 1 minute.
1 minute.
Because that's the name of the person that I'm looking for.
Where is it?
That's what they're
called. Okay, so this is not compelling for our audience.
It's a bunch of Mario.
Quickly wrap up your point.
Leia the cosplayer. Oh, she's a
Leia the cosplayer. We're gonna have to look up Leia the cosplayer.
There you go.
But what our audience should look up, definitely check out at SteamboxRI stuff, but at Storytelling with M. This is the kind of person who has the audacity to gender bend cosplay, to tell people to F off when they need to F off, to make all of the dope costumes, but also to represent and come in and take her own summertime to come in and work with some students. Do our students appreciate it?
Yes.
See ya.
We're a C. We got a C chant going. All right. This has been another Steambox podcast with my steampunks from Central Falls and at Storytelling with M. At Storytelling with M, is there any shout outs, anything else you want to get in before we go?
Follow my mermaid account called Mermaid MLI Imalai. I do a lot of Diana talk and educational segments about being indigenous and how to reclaim and reconnect.
Yo, you should be. I'm bringing you back. That's what I want that can of worms.
Yeah, just
say one thing, go ahead.
Yep.
And always stay tall.
Always stay tall.
Yeah.
Go eat Brave and Bold.
That was tiny.
That was fire.
Podcast, Steampunks, please say peace out to the world.
Peace out.